The Netherlands Mobility Panel examines how social developments affect transport in the Netherlands. The first results are in. In the fields of social contacts, shopping and car use in households, we see several trends. Consider Sophie, for example. She often babysits at Sandra and Robert's. In the evening, she chats with Jesse, whom she met through Facebook. To visit Jesse, Sophie has to make quite a trip. The girls no longer look for a love in a bar, but on websites. The young lovebirds are just as happy sitting at home instead of going to the cinema. Even grandma and grandpa are keeping up with the times. They search online for the best bargain, but buying? Not without taking a look in real life first. Something Robert doesn't understand. If he shops online, he compares, selects, then buys. If Robert wants to go and play tennis, he first has to check with Sandra. She's running late at work, and since she has the car, Robert has to find another solution. The neighbors solve this differently. How do all these people find their way without traffic jams? And how do people value different transport modes? These and other questions will be answered by the Netherlands Mobility Panel in 2016.